Hi, guys, and welcome to the show. This week we're going to talk to Jeffrey Strasser. We've had Jeffrey on before. In fact, he introduced us to the Windows Phone, and he's going to do it again. This week he's going to talk to us about Windows Phone 8.1, which is awesome. And to be honest with you, I haven't been this excited about an episode since Commodore released the Amiga. Hey, Jeffrey, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. Lex, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for doing the show.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
I hear you're fresh off the Build conference.
Yeah, we had some great announcements of Build, so we're pretty excited to get things rolling and get Windows Phone 8.1 in market and get everybody's phones upgraded here in the not-too-distant future and get some new devices out. So it'll be exciting year, exciting months ahead.
Cool. I happen to have in my hand the Nokia Lumia 1520.
That's a good one.
1520.
Yep. Yep.
And I have to say, this phone is big, but I absolutely love this phone. I take a lot of junk from a lot of people about how big the phone is. but I can read it without my glasses. That's awesome.
That does help.
I love the desktop space. And it's pretty thin. It is big, but it's pretty thin. So it's not really weighty.
It's a great device. It's done really well. We've got it, lots of different colors. Got the gaudy bright red ones. But one of the nice things about having a phone with a big screen is you tend to be able to make them thinner because of the space you have within the phone to make batteries not quite as thick and spread out the components across the board. So yeah, it's a great device. It works great. The quad core processor. Performance is outstanding. Display is beautiful. So we're really excited about it. It's been nice to have a large screen device in the portfolio.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned battery life, and I have to say, battery life on this phone is just awesome.
Yeah. Good. Are you running the developer preview on it?
I am. I was just going to say that.
Awesome.
Windows 8.1 seems to be running great on it. I had some issues initially, and I know that we're way early in the cycle. Cortana was malfunctioning a little bit. When I'd say tell me a joke, it would tell me it couldn't find somebody's phone number.
Yep. Yeah. The main reason why we got the developer preview out early is because there's a whole new application platform in Windows Phone 8.1, lots of new APIs, and we wanted to get the update and kind of the core developer platform in as many hands of developers, new developers, old developers as possible, so we can get apps updated, take advantage of the new platform. Now it's much, much easier to build apps across Windows, PCs and laptops and tablets and Windows Phone. Being able to get that preview out, you get to get your hands on some of the new features, but most importantly, really getting the ability to go build on that platform. And so as new devices come out and as updates come out, we've got a good stable of apps ready to go and using the new OS.
Yeah, so two things, actually three things. I want to get back to that. To finish my Cortana thought, I need to stress that I got an update a couple of days ago, and it resolved all of that.
Yep. Yeah, and so
issues that I was having.
Yeah, and you'll see, it's definitely it's developer preview is exactly that. It's code that we want to release out to developers, and it's very close to being done, but there are a few things that were still being worked out, and there's still the official firmware updates and driver updates that'll come along once our OEMs and mobile operators release the official update. So you should definitely kind of take it at what it is. It's really there to get developers on the platform, give some users the ability to see the feature set early, and then kind of the fully supported releases will come in the not too distant future.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yep. Good.
Yeah. I've noticed that you just said you just talked about the updates. As every few days there seems to be something that gets pushed down to the phone that just makes it that much better. I love the fact that we're actively doing that. I love the fact that we got it out there. And it's just a great phone. One of the things that you also mentioned and that I said I wanted to get back to was the platform. It's pretty interesting how we're doing this, right? So if I understand things correctly, a developer will be able to go in, write one app, and that app will now be available across all of the platforms.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, with the newest update to Visual Studio and Windows Phone 8.1 and the most recent updates to Windows 8.1, you can now build what's called a universal app within Visual Studio and essentially use single code base. It'll compile two sets of binaries and two application packages, one for Windows and one for Windows Phone. And those can go up in the store. They can be linked with a single store ID. So if you're, you know, buying one app, you can get the other one free, or they can both be free and they can share in-app content. We're trying to give developers a lot of control over how they sell and merchandise and monetize their apps. But just the fact that you can now go take, you know, this huge set of shared APIs and actually build a single project and have it run on both, you know, both full Windows and Windows Phone is awesome. It's kind of a big milestone that developers have been waiting for us to get to, and it, you know, helps get us that many more apps on the platform that much more quickly.
Yeah, and it just makes sense, right? If you're a developer, you want the widest economic base, right? You want people to be able to buy your app, and if you're going to spend time to develop it, there has to be that monetary return. So pretty cool that we're doing this.
Absolutely, yeah. So now you're not just thinking about targeting Windows Phone when you're building an app, but you're also targeting Windows, and obviously the install base for Windows Phone plus Windows PCs is a huge one.
Cool. Now, I know you're going to do some demos, but just off the top of your head, what are some of your favorite features in 8.1?
Yeah, for me, there's a few things, and we'll show you some of those. It's, you know, some of the new flexibility around the start screen and the customizations there. It is for sure, you know, well, as an end user, maybe not the most exciting thing, but as somebody who talks to customers, you know, almost every day about Windows Phone 8.1, it's the enterprise feature set and the manageability and security that comes along with it. We'll show you some of that stuff. And then Cortana, you know, Cortana is obviously kind of one of our hallmark features and certainly one that's great to showcase, and we'll show you some of those. But, you know, the more you get to know her and the more you use her in your kind of everyday life, I mean, she's really become, for me, you know, a replacement for a lot of things that I previously would have done other ways. Like I don't have a, you know, a notepad by my bed anymore, and if I think of something I need to do in the morning, I'll just have Cortana set a reminder, you know, time reminder for the morning for me. And I can either type that in if everybody's sleeping and I don't want to go make noise, or I can, you know, speak it in the phone if I'm just watching TV and think of something I need to do. But, you know, she kind of, you know, starts to become really involved in over the course of your day and, you know, and all the things you do in your personal life and your work life. You know, I travel a lot, so, you know, her integration with flight and travel info and keeping me up to date on my flights and the status of those and making sure she pulls flights out of my email itineraries, you know, it works very, very well, and it's really only the start. I mean, you're only going to see Cortana become more intelligent as the, you know, as more users use the service and kind of we optimize how things work, continue to optimize how things work over the back end. And so, it's, you know, if you like what you see now, it's really just the beginning. But, I would say the combination of those things. But when you look at Windows Phone 8.1, it's, you know, it's hard to pick out, you know, two, three, four, five things that are great, because what I find and what most people who have been using the update, you know, tend to find is that there's improvements throughout the platform. So it's really everywhere across the OS, you know, whether you're in the calendar or the email client or the store and, you know, apps updating, auto updating now, there are improvements across the board. And that's a huge, you know, just a huge testament to the team who went and built the product and really went and found, you know, the pain points or any frustration points or just places we can improve the product and went and did that. So that, you know, that's been outstanding. And one of the things you probably don't realize as an end user, although you'll start to see as your apps start getting updated, is a lot of the applications now that were previously part of the OS are now built on our own application platform, right? So things like the music app, you know, if there's issues or improvements or bugs or, you know, we want to add features to the music app, you know, we don't have to release a full operating system update to go do that now. We can just publish a new version of the music app, and it automatically updates and, you know, and comes through the store. And that's a huge benefit for us to be able to get new features and fixes and improvements to users and in users' hands much, much more quickly than we previously would have been able to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned Cortana. My favorite Cortana feature is the fact that it's location aware.
Yep. Yeah.
I can tell it to remind me to do something when I get to a certain place.
I will tell you how that's saved me on multiple accounts. You know, typically I'll be, if I'm in the office and my, you know, wife's out doing something and has something going on that afternoon, and when I get home, you know, let's say it's 5:30, 6 o'clock, and she'll ask me to, you know, turn on the oven so we can throw something in, and more than likely I'll forget by the time I get home, you know, and dinner will be late, and kids will be hungry and all that sort of thing. But now, I've done this real life on multiple accounts, is I will, because Cortana knows where my home is, I'll, you know, pop up Cortana in the car before I leave the office and say, when I get home, remind me to turn the oven on to 425. And, you know, within, you know, a few seconds or a minute of being in the house, I get this reminder and I get myself out of trouble by remembering to turn on the oven. So, I mean, it's literally just little things like that that actually have had a meaningful impact on my life. And, it sounds silly, but it's, you know, it's the nice thing is when the team set out to build a lot of these features, and you'll see this in things we continue to do, things you haven't seen yet, but new innovations that will come in Windows Phone, we really want to build features that are less gimmicky and really useful to users. And so, you know, sometimes you see kind of gimmicky things and they make for great ads, but they're not as useful, you know, after you buy the phone, but it may have gotten you out the door with the product. And there's something to be said for that. We really want to build something that people love over time and becomes, you know, it changes the way they use their device and is actually adding value to how they use their phones or tablets or other devices. And so, you know, Cortana is one of those features where it's just, you know, the more you use the feature and really get to understand how it works, it actually adds value to your life, which is really nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, in Windows Phone 10, you'll be able to tell Cortana to remind you to turn the oven on at 4:30. And if your oven is instrumented, she'll just go ahead and do it for you.
That would be nice. Hey, you never know, right?
That's not true, by the way. If anybody, I don't want to see a CNET article tomorrow saying, "Hey, Lex Thomas from Microsoft says Windows Phone 10's in the works."
Right.
Yeah. So disclaimer, I made that up. Hey, so show us some cool stuff. Show us some demos.
Right. So yeah, so I guess first off, before we flip over to the demo, you know, we launched a lot of phones, you know, certain operators back in the U.S. So you showed the 1520 and some others that we launched back in the fall. You know, I want to make sure people are kind of up to date on some of the more recent announcements. So over the course of the last few months, we launched a few new devices with Verizon Wireless here in the U.S. So one of those is the Lumia Icon, which is a 5-inch 1080p quad-core Windows Phone from Nokia, 20 megapixel camera, outstanding device. We also recently launched the Samsung Ativ SE, which is also a 5-inch 1080p quad-core Windows Phone 8 device from Samsung. And so in addition to kind of the existing portfolio that we've had at AT&T and at Verizon and Sprint and T-Mobile, very recently there were a couple devices announced that will come to market, some in the U.S., some internationally. I know we have some international viewers here. So one of those being the Lumia 635, which is a lower-cost device but spectacular value and really an outstanding device once you're able to get your hands on it. And then we also announced a build, the Lumia 930, which has its really bright back cover here, which is very similar to the Lumia Icon launched in the U.S. This device will be in other markets outside of the U.S., but is essentially the GSM HSPA LTE variant of the Icon, but very similar in form factor and screen size and specs.
Hold the green one up again.
The green one. Which green one? The first green one?
Yeah.
First green one.
Oh, the second green one.
Second green one. We're big on green today.
There was one you had that was like fluorescent green.
Yeah.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah. So the back's green.
Is that a case or is that the way?
No,
nope,
that's actually the back cover is actually.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
the back plate on the device is actually green. Yep.
Yeah.
So now let's flip over. We'll flip over to the screen sharing. I'll show you a couple new features in the works here.
Jeff, that's pretty cool. Is that your phone live?
That is my phone live. So this is an app that we actually just, the desktop app, we just publicly made available. It's called Project My Screen, and it works with any device that's running Windows Phone 8.1, so either an upgraded device or any new devices. And it'll actually let you do full video output from whatever's displaying on your phone over USB onto a PC, which works great. And actually on many of the new Windows Phone 8 devices, and you'll see this on some of the upgraded devices as well, we actually have support now for Miracast as well, which is a wireless display technology. So you can get actually a really nice Miracast adapter. So it's, you know, wireless to HDMI for, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of like $50, $60, and works outstanding to do wireless projection from your phone, which is great. Great for presentations, yeah. Great for demos, great at home. I've played games on my phone and had it projecting on my, you know, 50-inch TV, which is pretty neat. So you can do all sorts of cool stuff with it.
Yeah, I've got a Miracast device, and I use it with my Surface all the time. I love it.
That's right. Yep.
So, hey, let me ask you a question. Do you need a special OS on the device that you're connecting your phone to? Does it have to be an 8.1 device?
8.1 device only, correct.
Okay. All right, yep. Just making sure.
Yep, that is absolutely right.
All right, so, well, it's all yours. Demo away.
Yeah, we'll show a few things. And so one of the things you can see on this phone, actually, is that a couple of our apps here are dimmed. So Skype, as an example, might look a little grayed out to you here. And the reason for that is this is actually a corporate-managed device that has had certain apps disabled. So, Skype, for example, is disabled by policy in this MDM environment. And so you can see how we disable some of those things. I think we've got another one here, the news app's disabled, just for a demo, not that we have anything against people using Skype or news. But we wanted to show what an enrolled device looked like. And so, you can even see here as I pulled down the Action Center, which is also new to 8.1, our camera's been disabled. So for higher security environments, I can't click on that camera button. But let's show a few things that are new in 8.1. So, of course, start screen looks very similar. But there are some new customizations of the start screen that I mentioned that were some of my favorite features here. And so why don't we go ahead and show you some of those things you can customize, not email and accounts, start and theme. And so one of them is that we can now actually choose a background photo, which is kind of cool. So we can actually take a photo here. We'll try the water, which always looks kind of neat. And what will happen is any of the tiles that previously were the theme color, so use the theme color as the background, now actually become translucent tiles. And you can see how we get this kind of scrolling effect in the background with that background image. And you can use that, any image you want, either one of the preloaded backgrounds or a photo you take, which is pretty neat. Adds a little bit more customization.
That is cool. That's really cool. Hey, you talked about managing the phone, and you showed an app that was disabled. So like a disabled apps list. Do you know off the top of your head if there's a way to just allow certain apps? In other words,
sure.
Instead of a disable list, an allow list?
Yes, you can actually go either way. You can have an allow list, so everything is blocked except for apps you specifically allow. Or you can have a block list and allow everything except what you specifically block. And then some of the other, management, there's a huge list. In fact, we've done some webcasts and we have some upcoming just around the management features, but you can do things like disable the store, disable a Microsoft account. If you really want to lock down and have kind of a very line of business focused device, almost like a kiosk mode type device where, it's maybe a field service scenario and you only want users to be able to use your line of business app and maybe email, or maybe not email, maybe you want to block that as well, but no access to consumer apps. You have the ability to, and the flexibility to lock that down however you want.
Yeah, that's really cool.
One of the other things we've added here, and one of the features we added back last fall for some of the 1080p resolution devices was an extra column of tiles on the start screen. And we got a lot of feedback that everybody wanted this feature on their device. So now with Windows Phone 8.1, independent of screen size, you actually have the ability to show more tiles, which will give you a lot more screen real estate. So you see now we kind of have that blank row that I can now fill in and start to move things up and add a lot more to my start screen. And as long as you have young eyes on a smaller device, on a bit larger device, most of the larger devices already have the additional column of tiles. But now you can get a lot more content on your start screen with less scrolling. Or for me, the nice thing is you can have more of the wide tiles, where you get more meaningful content or richer content on the tile itself. So a little bit more customization here. So all just based on feedback and based on kind of users loving the start screen experience, and then when the new devices came out with the additional column, they're like, "Ooh, I really want that on my smaller device," and so we went ahead and made that available. So some cool customizations there. Let's go ahead and show a few Cortana demos. So it's about lunchtime here, actually a little late for lunch. So let's go and see what we can find to eat nearby. find Chinese food near me.
Here are 10 Chinese restaurants near you.
Which ones are good and are open now?
Here are the ones that have good reviews and are open now.
Wow.
How's traffic to number 2?
Traffic is slow. It'll take 16 minutes to drive to Baoding.
Give me driving directions.
Sure. Getting you directions to Baoding.
And so Cortana will then start and give me driving directions using whatever my driving navigation app default is. But what's really neat about Cortana is, you know, and of course she's, you know, location aware and uses, you know, all the power of Bing to give me results and information. But you noticed it was very conversational. So it wasn't kind of I'm asking one question and it becomes one search. She knew based on my previous search or previous interaction that my next comment or my next question was an extension of that and part of the same conversation. So I didn't have to go back and ask, you know, find Chinese food near me, and then again say find Chinese food near me that's open and is good, and then have to go back again and say find Chinese food near me, or how, you know, what's the traffic look like. Every time I asked her another question, it was an extension of the same conversation, which is something that's really, you know, we think a great differentiator. And then, you know, Cortana also has the ability to work with third-party apps. So, for example, the Link client that's available today, you can actually start Cortana and say, Link, join my next meeting, and it'll open up Cortana and automatically join the next meeting in your calendar, which is pretty neat. So we'll show a few other things.
Yeah, that's cool.
When Lex Thomas calls, remind me to congratulate him on his new job.
All right. Next time you talk to Lex Thomas, I can remind you to congratulate him on his new job.
And so these are, you know, these are notifications and reminders that are related to a contact. So the cool thing here is, you know, if Lex calls me or if Lex sends a text and I open up that text messaging thread, I'll actually get a notification on the incoming call screen or in that text message thread to remind Lex about his new job. So this is great, especially if you're working with customers and, you know, relationships are key. You know, you want to ask somebody about how their kids are or something like that. You can always pop yourself a little reminder and make sure you remind that person of whatever it was that you wanted to. And in addition to being, you know, having person reminders tied to people, we can also have reminders tied to location. So I mentioned before, you know, being able to have reminded me to turn on the oven when I get home. But we can also try things like...
By the way, in case my boss is watching, I just want to say that this is just a demo. I don't have a new job.
As far as you know.
As far as I know.
When I'm near the supermarket, remind me to pick up milk.
Sure thing. Remind you when you get to supermarket. There's a Compare Foods on 818 East Arrowwood Road in Charlotte. Is this the one you want?
I love the fact that any supermarket is there.
Right. So then I could, you know, I tell her which one I wanted, and when I'm near that supermarket, she'll pop up that reminder. And again, kind of going back to, you know, all that's, of course, driven by Bing, but there's, you know, Bing aggregates data from a whole bunch of places. So let's try a few other things.
Okay.
What's the population of China?
1.35 billion in 2012.
And so the neat thing here is, you know, you can see where she gets her information from, right? So here the information came from a data source called Freebase. And Cortana, you know, Cortana was created as a virtual assistant. And what the team found when they were building Cortana was that in following along real life assistants was that they all had this notebook of the person that they were supporting. And so we replicated that with Cortana's notebook. And with Cortana's notebook, you can see what she's tracking about you and what she knows about you, and you can remove things. So it's very transparent as far as what she has access to and what she knows about you. So if you don't want certain things to be a part of her notebook, you can remove them. So we'll try another. Who is the CEO of General Motors? So some data from Wikipedia here, and then we'll try one more thing. I've got my son's birthday is coming up in a few weeks or a few months, and so we want to see if there's anything going on nearby. So let's go ahead and see what's going on in my area. Maybe there's an event or something we want to plan for the family. Are there any events nearby on July 16th?
Here are some upcoming events near you.
And so, again, you can see where the data is coming from, but really presenting that in a way that it's super easy to interact with and actually, you know, genuinely useful in the course of your day-to-day life, which is pretty neat. So Cortana is great. Lots of other features here. Some features like quiet hours, where she'll answer your phone for you or respond to your text messages if you're sleeping or if you're busy. It just gets, you know, kind of richer and richer the more you use the feature set and the more you use third-party apps that have voice integration built in, which is really cool. And then I guess one other thing we'll show, so we have this enrolled device, which I mentioned earlier. We've got an email account that was provisioned onto it, and we've got an email here with a document marked as confidential, right? So this email account was provisioned when I enrolled in my device, my managed MDM environment. And so we'll open that document. You can see it's, you know, very confidential info here. And you know, now if we go into the we'll go into the Office Hub. Office would start with an O usually. And you can see, you know, my many locations here. I've gotten my email attachments location, that Contoso confidential doc, which is now on my phone. But you know, we built Windows Phone to be really secure both for businesses as well as for end users, and try to avoid data leakage and on devices that are corporate managed. So now if we're going to go and let's unenroll this device, and so we'll go into Workplace, and this could of course be a, you know, server initiated unenrollment or an end user initiated unenrollment if I leave the company and it's my personal device. And so we'll delete this account from the phone, and you'll notice a few things will happen here as this account gets unenrolled. You'll notice my password's no longer required, so all my policies have been removed, right? The camera will soon be re-enabled. My corporate email accounts are now gone. Those tiles don't exist anymore. I had a company hub app, which is next to the news icon, which is now no longer there. The Skype and news apps are now available for me to use because they're no longer on the deny list. And then let's go back to the Office hub as well. And you notice that document that I opened from email has now been removed. So any content that came from a provisioned email account that was managed by my corporate environment has also been removed from the phone. So really turning this, removing all the corporate information from the phone, any data settings, there was a VPN network on here that was provisioned by MDM, that's removed. Wi-Fi networks that were provisioned by my company removed. And now I truly have kind of my personal phone back if I've left the company or removed this device from being managed. So yeah, really, you know, really nice set of features, both consumer side, on the business side, in 8.1, which hopefully everybody will be using or will be using very soon.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love the fact that when you pull it out of the domain, it's like pulling a computer out of the domain, right?
That's exactly right. Yep.
Awesome. So that was just an incredible demo. Jeff, do you know how Windows Phone 8 to be pushed out and who gets it?
Yes, I do. So our teams are currently working with our device manufacturers and with the mobile operators to test and certify the updates. And when that's done, updates will get rolled out in the same way that any of the previous updates for Windows Phone has. So your device will check for updates and download the update and notify you when it's time to install that update. And then you'll hit OK a few times and click through the UI, and device will reboot. It'll install and you'll be on your way. So it'll be, you know, fairly straightforward. Doesn't take too long. So really, you just want to look out for that notification on your phone that the update's available, and hopefully you won't miss it. And if you do, it'll remind you again after a few days, and you'll be ready to go.
Okay. Are there phones that won't be able to get the update?
Any phone that's launched with Windows Phone 8 or newer is technically capable of supporting the update. Now, there are some devices that it is ultimately up to the device manufacturer and the mobile operator to do the integration work and testing and validation. Right, you want to make sure that everything works on your phone before they roll it out, because it's got to be supported, and you want calls to work and data to work reliably and everything to look great. And sometimes there are other enhancements that are added to that update that are rolled out at the same time. But for the most part, certainly in the U.S. and even abroad, the vast, vast majority of the Windows Phone 8 portfolio will see updates. So I would say, if you have a Windows Phone 8 device, you should expect to be in fairly good shape as far as being able to get that update in the not-too-distant future.
Okay. So if there's a phone out there that's running Windows Phone 8, we're not going to say, oh, that phone can't run 8.1. The manufacturer might, but we don't think they will. And the carrier might, but we don't think that they will.
That's fair. And we are working to make sure as many devices are upgraded as quickly as possible. I mean, we want all our users running these features, both consumers for the great consumer features and business users for the security and manageability that they're asking for. And we've had tons and tons of interest from business customers on Windows Phone 8.1 over the last 3, 4, 5 months. So we want to see every device up there, as many as humanly possible, updated to 8.1. It's absolutely our goal to make sure everybody's aware of it, and everyone who's capable of receiving the update takes the update.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Any idea of relative time frame? I know you can't give a date, but are we talking 6 months out? Are we talking 3 months out? We should start seeing it come out, or?
Yeah, you'll start seeing it in the coming months. It is, again, it's kind of a little bit off of our plate, so we certainly support and work very closely with our partners, but ultimately we don't own the dates ourselves. Right. So it would be disingenuous of us to commit to a date or put a hard line on the table, because you don't want to ship something that's not ready to go, and none of our partners want to do that as well. But it won't be too long till you start seeing them roll out. I think people will be fairly pleased over the coming months.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're listening to the show and you've heard us be very non-committal about dates in the past, and so here's the deal, right? I'll just lay it out all on the table for you guys. When we create something new, like a Windows Phone OS or a new OS for a Surface or for any machine, for that matter, a new version of Office, we actually don't know initially what the release date's going to be, because we don't know what we're going to have to go out and work on, right? So when we release these previews, like the developer preview for the phone and betas for OSs and Office, et cetera, you guys have a chance to give us feedback through bug reports, through, feature requests, et cetera. And so we look at those. We actually try and implement all of those, the things that are, we think are good ideas, we'll implement. Bugs that are in the product that users find, we'll fix. And that process takes time. So it's not that we're trying to, not be like for some strange marketing reason here. We're trying to get the product out as quickly as we can, but we also want it to be as stable and as usable as it can be.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. You want to, especially in the phone world where, it's a much deeper level of integration than it is, say, installing a new version of a PC operating system. There's work that has to be done with at a driver level and with the silicon providers, and obviously the making sure everything's right on the networks. And you can't get yourself into a situation where a phone doesn't answer calls or things like that. So everything's got to be right. And phones, I think people expect their phones to be certainly as, but more likely more reliable than any other piece of electronic equipment that they use. And so we both Microsoft and all our partners need to make sure it's right before it's in your hands. But we are very eager for everybody to be using Windows Phone 8.1. In fact, we have very specific goals and metrics on a number of teams across the organization to make sure that the rate and percentage of people taking Windows Phone 8.1 relative to the number of users using the platform is very high.
Absolutely. Anything else cool you want to talk about?
Not too much. The only other thing I have sitting here, actually I got a couple other little gadgets. This is actually a really cool new accessory that Nokia now has in market. It's a wireless charger, but it's actually a portable charger as well. So it is a portable wireless charger that, with the device like the Icon, which has wireless charging built in, I can take on the road And if I'm sitting, you know, in a meeting or in an airport, I don't have to plug it in. I can just pop it on here and it'll start charging my phone unplugged in. And it also has a USB port, so I could plug it in and charge a device that doesn't have wireless charging. It's got a little, you can't really see it, but a little fuel gauge, a couple lights that light up to tell you how much power is in it. So that's pretty neat.
That is really neat. Yeah, so that's I could see that being very useful, right? You stick it in a pocket in your book bag, and then you just stick your phone in the same pocket. And
you could definitely do that. And the cool thing is it also will charge wirelessly. So if you have one of the regular wireless chargers at home, you can put this on the wireless charger to charge this, and then you put your phone on this when you're on the road to charge your phone. So that's pretty neat.
That's cool.
Yep. And then I guess the other cool gadget here, which probably doesn't look like anything too unusual, is the Surface 2. But this is this Surface 2 has a little port on the side here that you probably can't see in the webcam there, a little slot right about there, which is this is one of the LTE-enabled Surface 2s that you can get with AT&T LTE today. So you can buy them, I think, at Best Buy and Microsoft stores. But it's great to have a truly mobile Surface that, I mean, I've now gotten to the point where I only travel with that when I'm on, most of my business trips, unless I have some specific need to have a full PC with me and, be connected all the time anywhere is pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So we just did a segment on the Surface 2 LTE and the Nokia 2520.
Cool. Yeah.
And I don't think that has aired yet, but it may be. Maybe it did. I don't think that it did. If you're wanting to see that, give it a couple days and go check the website. It should be out there. It's pinned on to, I think, our Premier Mission Critical episode.
Cool.
I love my Surface LTE is awesome. I had the Nokia and I really liked it. The thing that I love about the Surface LTE unit is memory space, right?
Yep.
Storage space.
Yep.
And the Nokia is, I think, 32 gigs. And
that's right.
I don't think they make a 64 gig version of that, but I can get a 64 gig version of the Surface 2 with LTE, and I just love it. You're right. It is an awesome device to travel with.
Yeah, it's great. And Nokia is great, too. I mean, I have the luxury of having one of those as well, and especially when you throw that one in its power cover and you get, I don't know what the number is, but it seems like endless battery life.
Oh, yeah. It's got it. The Nokia has incredible battery life.
Yeah. So, yeah, lots of good products. There's a lot of good stuff coming. I mean, the two devices that were announced to build that I showed you, but lots more coming down the road, both phones and tablets and all sorts of interesting stuff. And, so we're really excited about it. We're excited about what Windows Phone 8.1 brings. We're excited about some of the new Windows tablets that will be coming to market. It's a pretty exciting time.
Cool. Well, listen, thank you so much for doing the on Super Show for us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Certainly enjoy having you on anytime. And, if you've got some time later, I might bring you back once 8.1 is out, and we can talk about more of the phones that, we didn't have time to talk about this time.
Absolutely. Will do.
All right, guys. Well, want to thank my guest, Jeff. You guys enjoyed the episode, and that's your Taste of Premiere.